This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Shondell Marks for that rendition.
Yeah, that's my impression of Shondell Marks.
I'm just nicely done.
Well, thank you. You know, in the old days, it was okay for guys to sing falsetto.
What? It's not anymore?
Well,
what
do you mean in the old days? You don't hear anybody doing a Frankie Valli, right?
No,
I want to hear a rap song in falsetto.
Falsetto?
I don't think I've heard that.
That's a good
yet.
Idea. Okay.
Hey, there's the idea right there.
Right. I like it. Okay. All right.
We're going to talk about the big story here, and that is the fires in California.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 35,000 acres have burned.
Yeah.
10,000 structures. They estimate maybe 5,000 homes and 180,000 people have been relocated or, you know, have been evacuated.
Well, there's a lot of video showing the devastation. And as I'm watching a lot of this video, it is almost hard to watch because I know what I'm seeing is, you know, horrific. But at the same time, it's probably even more horrific if you see it in person and you see the entire lot, the entire neighborhood, you know, just wiped out, totally off the map.
All over Los Angeles County, you know, five or six different
when you have 60 to 70, 80 mile per hour winds.
Yeah.
Just amazing what it does to fire.
$150 billion in damage, they're guesstimating so far. And the air quality, too, is just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, the other thing, too, my wife mentioned the video where somebody's in a house and they have windows all the way around their house and they're taking a video with their camera and they're showing the flames. They're just completely engulfed in their house in flames.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I wonder what happened to those people. You know, it seems like, you know, everybody else's house was mowed to the ground.
You think they would be panicking if they were in that situation.
Well, they would have passed away. I mean, you know, they're caught on fire. They wouldn't be able to escape their home because they were surrounded by fire. Apparently, you know, follow-up tweets, they were okay. They got out.
That's good.
Now think about this. 35,000 acres.
Yeah.
To put that in perspective, Madison, the city of Madison, you know, the isthmus going all the way out to Easttown, all the way out to Westtown, that's about 62,000 acres. And this fire covers 35,000 acres.
Wow.
So that would be like basically
half the whole city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hometown news station posted a graphic on social media yesterday. If you put it in a square, it's about 5.5 by 5 square miles or like miles square. And this is up in Wausau. So if you take all of Wausau, the entire city plus like 1.5 suburbs of like the places that I grew up, they'd just be gone.
Yeah. They also said, you know, they come up with all these comparisons, like 800 football fields. 800.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it boggles the mind. So what did Trump have to say about that?
Well, they showed a whole hillside, you know. They showed it before, and then they showed it after with infrared cameras.
Yes.
And it was...
it's crazy.
It's like hell.
Yes,
right?
It is.
All right, so...
it's devastated.
Our future president, of course, you know, had a hard time focusing. In Trump's first public statement addressing the devastating fires... He ripped into California Governor Gavin Newsom, or Newsom, as he calls him. He uses these events, all of these situations, to attack Democrats and people he doesn't like. That's what he uses these events for. It's not to get a message out or help people out or help deal with it or say he's there, he's going to do whatever he can to make their lives better. Instead, he attacks people every which way. And I don't even know where to go with this. You heard from a friend of ours.
John Roach, our pal John Roach, had this comment on Facebook here, I thought this was really good and says a lot. In the midst of the L.A. tragedy, Trump the toxic clown has chosen this time to mock the city and its people, particularly Hollywood. Every industry has its downside and excesses.
Yep.
Just look at tech or finance. But it's important to note that the entertainment industry contributes $720 billion a year to the U.S. economy while employing hundreds of thousands of Americans in film, TV, animation, music, video games. The industry is filled with entrepreneurs, and while U.S. exports have fallen in manufacturing over the last half century, Hollywood exported content has blossomed. And more importantly, no industry over the last century has done a better job of communicating the American promise and concept of freedom than Hollywood, which is why the world loves John Wayne and Tom Hanks more than Donald Trump. That's from John Roach on Facebook. I mean, think of all the jobs. And, you know, he's targeting Gavin Newsom, of course, you know, and they're talking about the shortage of water and why is all this happening? They should have done something else. But, you know, I mean, To not offer, like you say, a helping hand or say, you know, we're going to help you. I mean,
there are plenty of
Republicans out there that lost their homes, too.
Exactly.
It's not just Democrats and liberals that live out there. There's plenty of all types of political
One Karen ran into Governor Newsom getting into his vehicle. He was on the phone, and she just kept haranguing him. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? My kid's school is burning down. What are you going to do about it? I mean, obviously, this person has some professional ability to, you know, make something out of this for a video, and it was of course recorded conveniently, oddly, strangely. So just a few facts to kind of clear up a lot of the nonsense that Trump was spewing out there. Southern California has been starved of rain after a summer of record-breaking temperatures, which scientists have blamed on climate change. And I think the whole reason for the criticisms he has for Newsom and maybe, you know, not directing a lot of the water runoff of the mountains in the northern part of the state and stream it down to the southern part of the state. Well, it's not like you're just, you know, a big tunnel.
Yeah. Open up the spigot.
Yeah. It's not like that.
Doesn't quite work that
way. By the way, they're working on a system like that.
Right.
They have put something like that in place.
Yeah.
And it is a project that is planned to go into effect very, very soon.
Right.
They just don't have something like that. There is a certain amount of runoff that they can redirect into the area. But here's the point. Los Angeles and San Diego have seen less than a centimeter of rainfall. Okay, so that kind of gives you an idea how dry it is.
Yeah, over the last year, eight months.
At this time of the year, the Santa Ana winds bring dry air from the east, which makes plant matter drier and more susceptible to catching fire. I'm reading this. The winds from October to April also make fires spread further and faster, which is what happened here. This is normally a time when they get the rains, but they haven't gotten the rains.
Right.
But they did get the winds.
Yeah.
And they're running. Are they running out of water? Well, the hydrants in the hilly areas of the city ran dry because of falling water pressure. Mm-hmm. Okay. It caused large amounts of water not being used for putting out the fires. And the amount being drained from the tanks in lower altitude areas also contributed to that as well. In the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, firefighters drew water faster than the tanks could be refilled. Mm. And that's another reason why the hydrants kind of went dry for a while. They have to refill. So a lot of this stuff is misdirections. It's all lies. It's all BS. And he's going to try to get, you know, whatever he can out of this. His I don't know why he needs to get his cult activated and angry about this, but he feels like he has to. A few other Republicans had some commentary. Richard Grenell, a Trump Republican, said the far left policies of Democrats in California are literally burning us to the ground. Okay. You know, it's called climate change. Bill Essley, a Republican from Riverside, said, "We have to end bad environmental policies that have prevented us from managing our wild lands." No, it's called climate change again. And, you know, as much as they want to blame, you know, not raking the leaves, that's not it. Mm. That is not it.
And on it goes, and they don't have control of it yet.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people out there that hate Governor Newsom, you know.
Yeah.
He gets in their crawl. Why don't we play a song dedicated to getting rid of Governor Newsom? Let's play it.
I wish we all could leave California now. Wish we all could leave California. I wish we all could leave California.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Mark waiting online. Mark, what have you got?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. And I saw where actor Zach Levy was actually criticizing the leadership out there. That's the reason they're in trouble with the problem. You know, Zach Levy from Chuck fame.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like the guy's movies, acting stuff. But I'm kind of pretty disgusted by this. But I mean, you're getting back to good old Brad Schimmel. I wonder what Brad Schimmel would do to somebody where they were acting like the way Trump did in toward Brad Schimmel, the way Trump did in his trials, with all the contempt of toward the judge.
That's a very good point. Yeah, he's a judge.
Bradley, and you're insulting the guy and going out with having little press conferences and saying what a turd that Brad Schimmel is. That of course he is a turd. But he is just a real piece of work. I mean, that I've said before. I think he's pretty corrupt now. He gets money from probably American Families.
Yeah.
Family Association that little Scotty Jensen works for, that he arranged for Scotty to be a lobbyist after he should have been permanently banned from lobbying after his felony conviction in Dane County. But of course, no, we got to move the trial to Waukesha County because you can't get a fair trial if you're a Republican in Dane County.
That's right. That's right. And just appear on Vicki McKenna's show tells you a lot. Not only that, of course, using the word lawfare, I think says it all.
Mark, thank you for that call. We got to move along here. Right. 18 past the hour, and
we've got a little bit more as well.
Okay. All right. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John Gilbert in the morning.
Yeah, that's us. And joining us now, Brittany Merlot. Merlot in the morning, too.
She's wearing a snowflake. And that's all.
Wait a minute.
Two snowflakes. Yeah.
Two snowflakes. Oh, okay.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. I'm thinking all things snow today. A little dusting out there this morning, statewide.
Yeah. Just enough to cover things.
Yeah, and just cool enough to keep that snow out there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice, actually.
It is kind of nice. So today, we'll see a few more scattered snow showers possible, but really nothing, no troubles expected from that. High today, though, we will climb to near 30 degrees again, so feeling decent.
Yes.
But, we got more snow ahead this weekend.
All right.
Sunday.
What about wind? Are we going to get any kind of wind you know, the wind chills. It feels like temperatures. You're going to get a wind shift.
It won't be too bad, actually. Right now it's out of the south, but we're switching to out of the north. So just a north breeze, nothing too wild, nothing too crazy. It will start to pick up a little bit on Sunday with that system, a little gusty out of the south. But, of course, that comes with the snowstorm, right?
Clifford. And how much are we expecting on Sunday around here?
You'll probably see closer to 1 to 2 inches.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Really? Oh, my God.
I don't know if we can handle that.
I don't know if I'm going to find my way home in snow that cover like that.
Crazy.
So, not too bad.
And then that's out of here, and then early part of next week, just
cold again.
Cold and no snow.
No snow.
All right.
But high temperatures about in the teens to single digits by Tuesday. So that's when those winds and those wind chills and the cold and all of that is really going to be hitting as soon as Monday. So a mild weekend, a little bit of snow. We will see a little bit of sunshine tomorrow morning, but that's about it for Sunwise.
Now, if you go to YouTube or Facebook, you can see Brittany's snowflake sweatshirt.
All right.
It's very festive.
Pretty cool. Very red.
Keeping us in, you know, reminding us that it is actually winter, even though we don't have much snow. All right, Brittany. Well, you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. All right.
Sounds good. Okay. You too, guys.
Thank you very much. Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Okay. Just one more story in California here. Alex Jones chimed in, of course.
Oh, of course.
He's got a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And Elon, by the way, agrees with it. He reposted it and said, I agree. Alex Jones claims the wildfires in L.A. were raging out of control on purpose as part of a globalist plot to wage economic warfare.
Of course.
In a now deleted tweet. Okay, I mean, he did get rid of it. I do have it right here, and this is what he wrote in the tweet. Los Angeles fires are part of a larger globalist plot to wage economic warfare and deindustrialize the United States before triggering total collapse. That's his. That's what he posted.
Okay, well, that's something to look forward to.
All right, and going from crazy to really crazy, Daily Show did a little story on Greenland.
Yeah,
and the title of it is "Okay, who bought Donald Trump a globe?" so let's listen to the Daily Show.
But back to Donald Trump, who is now demanding to rename the Gulf of Mexico and take over Canada. Not to mention a couple of weeks ago, Trump expressed interest in taking over the Panama Canal. Because why stop at just controlling birth canals? But that's it, right? That's it. Now we can get back to the price of eggs.
Well, we need Greenland for national security purposes. People really don't even know if Denmark has any legal right to it. But if they do, they should give it up because we need it for national security.
Of course we do. Of course we do. Greenland is vital for our national security. It's the only way to stop Santa Claus from waltzing on down from the North Pole and our wives. And if you're wondering, wait, Trump keeps saying America's broke. How is he going to pay for Greenland? Oh, he's not.
Donald Trump said he might use military force to take control of the Panama Canal and Greenland.
Can you assure the world that as you try to get control of these areas, you are not going to use military or economic coercion?
No, I can't assure you on either of those two.
What? He just got elected and he's going to invade Greenland? Look, I am no war expert. I'll leave decisions regarding our military to alcoholic Fox News hosts, but I am almost certain invading Greenland is insane. Insane. At the very least, it would be nice to have heard about this during the campaign. Yeah. I mean, you had time to tell a 10-minute story about Arnold Palmer's shower penis, but not one story about bombing Greenland? That would have been good to know.
Yes, it would have been good to know. And by the way, Canada chimed in as well. Let's listen to this from Canadian politician Elizabeth May. This is Cut 38.
So California Governor Newsom and Washington State Jay Inslee and newly elected Governor of Oregon Tina Kotek, how about it? Want to put a referendum to your citizens? Because this is what you deal. Have we got a deal for you? This is what you get. Free health care. Universal free health care. No more one-year-olds who suddenly fall off the Medicaid list and their parents are in the news because they're trying to do a GoFundMe so they can get their daughter to a doctor. Universal free health care. Guess what? Those gun laws that your Congress is too afraid to pass because of the national gun lobby, we already got our strict gun laws. That's why we have the safest streets around the world. California citizens, Oregon, Washington, safer streets here. We already have good gun laws, and women have a right to an abortion under our universal health care system. But, you know, we don't have to stop there. Donald, think about it. You could get rid of all these states that always vote Democrat. You know what else will take Bernie Sanders off your hands?
Yeah.
Proud new Canadian citizen of the great province of Vermont. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, we'd love to see you. Our maritime provinces already have deep, deep links and ties. Enough kidding around. But honestly, President Trump, get used to it. Canada is a sovereign nation full of, guess what, proud Canadians. We're not jingoistic. We don't boast a lot. That's one of the things we kind of have in common with Jimmy Carter. We're not a big nation for braggarts and bullies. We actually like to think we're of service in the world.
There you go. So she's got an offer. Take some of the more liberal states away. And, you know.
Right. Seems like a good deal.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not a good deal for us.
No.
And then it would just become, you know, a wasteland here. You know.
Boy. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of texts in here. We got to catch up on.
All right. We will
here.
We will do that at the bottom of the hour.
Yes. But this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Dream better. Sleep bigger. On a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or verlo.com. Jimmy K's in the house, in for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview coming up next.
Yeah. Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
It's 7:34. It's chilly out there, 23 degrees, high near 30 today. A little dusting of snow overnight, no big deal. Just dust it off and away you go.
We got to clear through some of the texts that we got this morning.
We
appreciate all of them. VP Trump needs to distract from the fact that he cannot deliver on inflation. And cut gas and food prices in half as promised a dozen times, thousands of times during his campaign rallies. The thing here is they're depending on prices being cut by cutting the price of gas. And we already know that the gas or the big oil will not be lowering their gas prices for him. And here's another tweet from Doug. If they would just pave over the forest areas in L.A., this would have probably never happened. Susan says, good morning.
thanks, Doug, for that.
Thanks for helping me get through the coming storm, or should I say tornadoes and hurricanes, with humor and facts. We appreciate that, Sue Aunt McFarland. And Scott and Madison, Republicans seem to have a hard time understanding natural disasters. The next time a hurricane hits, I want to see them fight it. While it's actively going. I'd like to see that happen.
Thanks to Scott from Madison for that text.
And Catherine, we forced her to go to YouTube to see Britney's sweater.
Right.
Okay. With the snowflake on it.
Now we're all caught up in the text. Okay, time to welcome in Jimmy Kay.
Oh, I wanted to mention this too. My mega friend in Milwaukee went to YouTube to see our podcast.
Oh.
And he said there was a warning on our podcast saying that the show contains sensitive and controversial topics.
I'm sorry about that.
Did you know that?
Jimmy, I don't think it was you.
I did not.
But thanks for taking the hit.
Wow. You know, I'm proud. I'm proud to say that happened.
Okay.
Well, all right, Jimmy Kay's in the studio.
How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing all right. Good. How's Rocker doing? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, I spoke with Rocker last night on the phone. He still feels like he got hit by a bus from his chest and stuff like that. And he's in the stage of recovery right now where he's going stir crazy because he wants to do a bunch of stuff, but he can't do a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I can only imagine.
I can imagine. I mean, he paces in here all the time. He's so energetic.
He's very active. He's always active.
Yeah. So this is crazy.
You know, if I was in that situation, I would be going stir crazy too, because I'm the kind of guy who always has to be doing something or else I feel like I'm not doing anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, not to be able to drive or, you know, do radio even, that would drive me nuts.
That would, yeah.
And for those that don't know, and in case they haven't tuned in for a couple of weeks or been on vacation, Rocker had a heart attack while he was playing the drums.
While he was on stage.
Yeah. On stage.
Day after Christmas.
Fortunately, there was a nurse, I understand, in the audience, and CPR was done immediately.
Many people came together. You know, last week, Rocker, along with Kevin Wilmont, the owner of the Gamma Ray, they were on the Max Inc. Radio Show last week.
Yeah.
You could get that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. But they really described the situation of what happened, and Rocker hit the nail on the head. The local music scene saved his life.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just incredible the amount of support that has come out for Rocker over this. I know Rocker is trying to create an initiative to get Rocker and Kevin are trying to get an initiative to get people trained in CPR and get the AD, the defibrillators in the local independent venues around the city. So, you know, if this happens again to somebody else, they have a fighting chance.
Yes.
A lot of responses and well wishes, just endless. I mean, I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled. It was just fantastic to see that kind of support for Rocker.
Yeah.
You know, just for the three of us looking in at the comments that Rocker's getting is very heartwarming.
It is. It's great.
And I love it.
What about medical bills? Is there, what happened there? I mean, is there any problem there? Or
I'm sure. I mean, medical, you know,
he's a freelancer, I believe, right?
Right. I don't know what their situation is as far as insurance. I know Alice works and probably has insurance and stuff like that. But you got to imagine there's going to be an out-of-pocket cost.
Sure.
You know, there's an organization here in Madison called the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association.
Oh, sure. Right.
And they have an offshoot charity called Mama Cares.
Mm-hmm.
And their mission is to help Madison artists and people who are connected within the Madison music scene or the art scene with out-of-pocket medical cost and you know, emergency type situations like that. The problem is Mama Cares needs money. So, you know, if you can donate, maybe dig in your pocket, throw 10, 20, 100 bucks to the Mamas. It's a tax deductible donation.
For the musicians and everybody else out there.
Just go to themamas.org to make that donation.
Great idea.
Yeah. I mean, along with helping kids, they're also helping musicians and artists here in Madison, people like Rocker, with the out-of-pocket medical expenses. It's huge. It's all about community coming together, you know?
Themamas.org. Okay.
Themamas.org.
And it's all about hearing local music here on this program.
Yeah.
You've got some good stuff today.
We do. Yeah. Before we get into it, I heard you guys discussing the wildfires out in L.A., and, you know, there is a bit of a local connection to it. There's a handful of people that used to live here in Madison and create music that are now living in the L.A. area. One of them, Lucky Vita, he actually helped me co-host Max Inc. Radio at some point. Lexi Wolf, I mean, she was a bass player, awesome musician from Madison, formerly of Color Phase. So my love goes out to those people and everybody else out in L.A. Part of my heart is in L.A. I've been to L.A. a number of times. I spent Easter Sunday on Malibu Beach years ago with my wife.
Yeah.
And to think that area is pretty much toast. It's burnt. It's gone.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's mind-boggling to see the pictures.
Yeah.
It truly is.
So tomorrow, Max Inc. Radio, Saturday and Sunday night, 6 to midnight here on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. We're getting a little edgy this week, John and Gordy.
Yeah?
I've met a new band. They're from Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. They are called Take Back the Sun. They are a five-piece group that are creating waves here in the local music scene. And here's the cool part. They're high school kids.
Oh.
Wow.
From Fort Atkinson and Cambridge. They're young, up-coming musicians. I got to meet the band and their parents on Tuesday. They came in to record an interview here that will air this week on Max Inc. Radio. Take Back the Sun's next show is here in Madison, February 8th at the Gamma Ray Bar with Black Magic. They're also going to be at Studio 301 in Portage on Saturday, February 15th. They're releasing a new EP. It's coming out very soon. There's an advanced single out right now on their socials. We're going to hear it. This is Take Back the Sun and their new song, Ubiquity.
All right.
To rise above the waters, embracing unknown. Chase the dreams I buried, till them rightly shown. You're not the way I saw one day that killed me.
Of course, these guys are a five-piece, and one of the guys in the band is a keyboardist. And I love when hard rock rock and rollers bring in a keyboard into the band set because it brings that extra added layer of awesomeness to their music.
And very well produced, by the way.
Yeah, they sound great.
I'm pretty impressed by them, actually.
Yeah.
They sound great.
Being high schoolers.
Yeah. They record it and mix themselves, so they don't have to pay money out to a studio. They're saving money. They're just young kids, up and coming. Take Back the Sun. Get out and see them. They're awesome. Another event that's happening is the Whammy Holiday Party. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow night on the show, too. The Whammy Holiday Party is happening January 16th over in West Allis, Wisconsin at Polly's Pub and Eatery. Now, Whammy is short for the Wisconsin Area Music Industry. They help local bands and artists get representation at gigs like Summerfest each year. They also offer yearly scholarships to students and emerging artists in the Wisconsin community, advocating for Wisconsin music scene and hosting the annual Whammy Award ceremony. And registration and nomination for the awards is open right now at whammy.org. That's WAMI.org. One of the bands playing at the holiday party next Thursday is Kitty Softpaw. Now, Kitty Softpaw is a five, sometimes six-piece band out of Milwaukee, and they add a creative, accessible punk sound to their music, which I really love.
Okay.
Here is Kitty Softpaw and their song, Good Life.
Why you looking?
Stuff.
Living a good life
more.
There.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Dick Clark here. You know? the Raider record, right?
Yeah.
Used to do
it's
that.
Got a good beat. I can dance
to it.
I give it a big thumbs up.
But, you know, there's a lot of promise from the last two songs. A lot of promise for, music in the state, I'll tell you.
Right.
Good stuff.
You know, being a fan of punk music myself, especially poppy punk music, you know.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
Love the term accessible punk, you know. I totally thought of you, John, actually. When...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's funny. Sure. Hey, one more here for this segment. One of the best jobs I have with Max Inc. Radio is getting online and searching around, spending hours looking for new music from Wisconsin. And as I was doing that this week, I found this band out of Milwaukee. They're called Lake Drive. Now, in my opinion, this is like an energetic blend of rock and pop that gives me kind of a real late 80s vibe when I'm listening to it. So it's pretty cool. You could go to Linktree and search for Lake Drive Band, and you'll find a bunch of videos off their latest album, Post Internet Romance. You can see Lake Drive with Callback out of Minneapolis and Modern and Haunting in Milwaukee January 16th at a place called At the Tracks in Green Bay. This is the first track off that new EP. Here's Lake Drive and Plus One.
That is unbelievable. I'm telling
really
you,
great.
The last three songs are all radio ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to hear that kind of sound on some radio station someplace.
You can. Saturday and Sunday nights on Maxine
there
Radio.
You go.
Wow.
Absolutely. We are local music. Yeah, Late Drive, I was really impressed with them.
I'm really impressed. I'm glad you found them, man.
I did too.
It's great.
And that's what, like I said, it's one of my favorite jobs every week. Getting online, getting on Bandcamp or YouTube or wherever I go to find this new music. And I'm always impressed by the talent that's in the state of Wisconsin.
I am too, and I'm glad you're bringing it out.
Is that that's kind of like YouTube, or I mean, is it what? Tell us about Bandcamp.
Bandcamp is just another platform that bands can, they pay for to upload their music, and for fans to buy it. You can upload merch or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just another platform that bands can use to sell their music.
All right.
And for people like me to find their music.
Yeah.
And inexpensive, right, for them? Free or?
I don't think it's free. I think there's a percentage or a subscription.
I'm not really sure. A royalty of some sort. Okay.
Right. Good deal. All right, Jimmy. Well, hang on. We got a little bit more here.
We got more to play.
More.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime guarantee. Coming back with more with Jimmy Kay and Max Inc. Preview.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You can bet I'm going to lose some vision on the corner or in State Street for a couple of beers.
Mad City.
Talk some bodies as they're walking. Find some friends and do some talking. Oh, it's been too many years.
WMDX.
You know, we haven't talked to Jimmy Kay about this band or this music.
Who is this?
Well, we don't know.
We had a contest out at 92MAD way back when in the early 90s.
30 years ago or plus.
To write a song about Madison. And the station went off the air before we were able to award any prizes and come up with a winner.
They went dark, actually.
Yeah, but this was definitely the winner at the time, and we just don't know who it is. We have no idea.
Huh.
So we keep playing it every once in a while just to hopefully, you know.
Maybe somebody will hear it and let us know
hey, that's
who
me.
Did it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly. What we're hoping.
That's what we're hoping. Yeah. But, you know, we're still looking.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anyway, back with Jimmy Kay here in for Rocker and more with Max Inc.
Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night and Sunday. Replay on Sunday, 6 to midnight across Civic Media. You know, last week I mentioned to you guys that it's winter fest season here in Madison. Yeah. And every year the Majestic Theater puts on a series of shows featuring some of the best Wisconsin bands that in a specific genre that we have to offer, you know. Tomorrow, Saturday, January 11th, Gordy, at the High Noon Saloon.
Yeah.
It's the Wisconsin Metal Fest.
Oh, yes.
It's a great lineup, too. The Faith Hills Have Eyes, Utoma, The Central, and Heirs of Humanity. Now, guys, I didn't bring any metal with me this morning because I know Catherine Lake is a huge fan, and she would start a huge mosh pit here in the studio and knock us to the ground. Like
Jimmy, hang on a second.
She's on the phone.
She's on the phone right now.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
She loves metal.
Catherine, she's a big metal fan.
Hi, Catherine. Wow.
Is that what you called?
Oh, my God, because the last time, well, not the most recent, but the first time I sat down with Jimmy Kay was to say, so, Max Inc., pretty heavy at 11 o'clock. You know, and Jimmy's just looking at me like, yeah, because we like it, and shut up. And it is, of course, doing very well, always has been. I just love Max Inc., I love Jimmy, and
oh,
I love Rocker,
you.
And I wanted to just say hi to you guys. Thank you for jumping in Rocker's stead on Fridays, and tomorrow, you just mentioned the heavy thing. Does that mean you're not coming to our winter party for Civic Media? You're not able to be there tomorrow?
You're calling me out on air, Catherine. I should have brought the medal. My wife and I, Leona and I, we have some good friends coming in from out of town. They're spending the night. We're having, I'm making fish tonight.
Oh.
And they're going to hang out tomorrow. We're making some ribs tomorrow on the grill. So
there you go.
I'm going to try to stop by.
I'm
going to try to bring
can.
The whole crew with me.
All right. Do that. We can handle it.
Rocker doesn't have to work. He just can just roll in and just sit and eat some pizza. I hope we can see him. But if not, I just want to say out loud again, Rocker is our bud, and we miss him very much.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
absolutely.
We could do. I can bring the whole Civic Media crew over to Rocker's house.
Alice
would love that.
There we go. Yeah, we can try that.
We can have a Google Meet right there at the party. All right.
So I don't have any metal this morning.
Thanks, Catherine.
Yeah. But I do have something from the Wisconsin Funk Fest that's happening at the Majestic Theater tomorrow, January 11th, with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, the Funky JBs, shout out to Joey B. Banks, and this band here, Hot Like Mars, they're from Chicago. Here is their song, Hit It Hard.
Keep pushing every day.
Well, you gotta push it, man. Push.
Don't waste your time playing games.
I ain't got no time to waste.
You got to keep the faith.
Believe in yourself.
Drive all night, but still wait.
If I could say this,
yeah,
that's baby making music right there.
That is. That is hot.
You can say
stuff.
It, and you just did.
You know,
wow.
There's so much. it reminds me so much of Zappa.
Yeah.
And Sly Stone.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, both.
You bet. Saturday, January 18th at the High Noon is the Wisconsin Hip Hop Festival. A lot of great artists there, hosted by Gary Knowledge. The Wisconsin Punk Fest is happening Friday, January 17th at the High Noon Saloon with Direct Hit, Wristwatch, the Up and Up, and the Rad Skulls. And finally, some more your speed, John, is the Wisconsin Bluegrass Festival happening January 18th with Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, Pertinier Sandstone, Chicken Wire Empire. Now, Pertinier Sandstone, they're from Minneapolis, but they're favorite bluegrass band around the Wisconsin area. Here is Pertinier and Can't Hardly Wait.
All right.
Bye.
That's good stuff, Jimmy K.
Yeah, Bert,
that's
awesome.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Give our best to Rocker.
I will.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Going out on a high note. A little banjo music for you, Gordy.
Thanks. Just in time. Coming up on Monday, we will have Kevin Mager in from Freewheel Bicycle. We hope you have a good weekend. Stephanie Miller is next. John, you have a good weekend, too.
You too.
Sam, right back at you. All right. So long for now. Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy
Show. The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.